B'schus, all the holy individuals partaking in challah bakings across the world, for this week's Shabbos project, I thought it would be a nice idea to share some ideas on the pnimius, the depth of what it means to be mafrish challah, what it means to separate some dough before we actually cook the challah. As I was going through some sources for a sefer I'm trying to put together on women's mitzvahs, I saw some unbelievable ideas that could really help bring hafrashas challah to the next level. Really help this be an avoda that's not, we're just not just fulfilling a mitzvah and doing something in a beautiful communal way. Because whenever Am Yisrael comes together, that itself is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But it could even go beyond that. Let's take a quick look at some ideas on the depth of what we're really about to do. We know that bread is one of the main staples of mankind. It's something that's been that way for really since the beginning of time. And bread takes a tremendous amount of physical preparation. Right, to go from the kernel, to go from, you know, the wheat crop, to get all the way to a loaf of bread, it's a very long process. So it's interesting that it's also the same is true for wheat's spiritual preparation. When preparing wheat, when preparing dough, when preparing flour, it's a long spiritual process. There are many mitzvos accompanied with it. Beyond the mitzvos that we see are in the field, right? They're the mitzvos of Trumas and Maaser. There's a special mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that only takes place when a person mixes together a large quantity of flour with water. After this dough is made, the water and flour is mixed together, we're commanded to take a portion of that dough off and set it aside. Right? In the times when there's a Beis HaMikdash, so that should be given to the Kohanim. This dough should be given to the Kohanim. And hopefully by the time you're listening to the shir, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. But if for some reason we don't, Chos V'Shalom, so then the dough is burnt, right? Most traditionally, most people just burn the dough in the oven, not with other food, or if it's double wrapped. For the exact halachas, the exact measurements of flour and how to burn it, so that's another shir within itself, and there's many shirim on that. So let's try and understand, beyond the obvious reason that the Torah instructs us to be mafrish challah, to take a part of this challah off, this dough off, what's another deep reason, what's a deep idea behind why we're supposed to do this? So the Gemara Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, teaches that there's numerous opinions as to what Adam and Chava ate from. One opinion was from right, that they were eating from grapes. Right, there's opinion though that says that they are actually eating from wheat. So it's an interesting question because we know wheat doesn't grow from a tree; it grows in stalks from the ground. But there's an opinion in Chazal that say that in Gan Eden, what was growing from the tree were actually full challahs. They were ready-made bread, already prepared on a tree. And that's what Adam and Chava ate from. Right? That was the Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge, the tree which had good in it and the tree which had bad in it. The Eitz Hadas Tovara. With this in mind, it's amazing how it works out, why bread plays such a significant role in our dietary and religious lifestyles. Perhaps our connection to bread is an attempt to rectify the previously unhealthy relationship that Adam and Chava had formed with it. Maybe that's why we have so much preparation to do before we have bread, before we partake of this dough. There's a lot of physical preparation, and there's a lot of spiritual preparation before we can partake of dough. There's alat yilas yadayim, there's washing our hands. There's a specific bracha for bread, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. These are requirements that most foods don't even have. So the Or HaChaim teaches a beautiful thing. He explains that before man sinned, evil didn't exist within man. Evil was separate from man, it was represented by the snake. But when Adam and Chava took part of this tree that had Tov V'ra within it, Tov V'ra entered into mankind. Good and bad became existent within man. The Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov were now both existent within man. Before that, with Adam, there was no desire to sin from within. He was influenced. Adam and Chava were influenced from the outside to sin. But that temptation didn't come from within themselves. It came from an external force. Nowadays, we don't need that. Right? We don't, of course, we're very affected by our surroundings, but at the same time, no one needs to teach us how to sin. We have a physical temptation to do something, right? To engage in physicality in a way that the Torah doesn't want us to. We don't need to be taught how to do that. We don't need to be convinced from the outside to do that. It doesn't mean that we're not convinced at times, but we don't need that. There's a Yetzer Hara within us that we need to conquer already. So Rabbi Nachman teaches that there's a godly spark hidden within every single physical thing. Every person, every place, every situation, there's a godly spark. And this godly spark, this is what gives this thing, this physical existence, an ability to survive. to be alive in this world. Right? A body has a neshama, that godly spark within it, that gives it the ability to exist in this world. When a neshama leaves a person, the body dies, the body disintegrates, and that's it. It ceases to exist, and that's true of all physical existence. When a godly spark leaves it, the physical item is no longer able to exist. Which means that the good and the tov within creation, within any creation, is the godliness that lies within it. Right? The evil within an item is the physicality which really hides, right? It puts on a facade that there's no godliness within. Evil is what hides godliness. If a person were to indulge in physicality for no deeper purpose other than the pleasure itself, or to indulge in physicality without following the guidelines in the Torah, they're accessing the evil within the item. They're not accessing the good, the godly spark that's giving life to this item, that's allowing it to exist in this world. So how do we tap into the good of an item? Right, let's talk about food. Okay, we're talking about challah, let's talk about food. So challah, so let's say food in general, is something that's it's easy to lose oneself in. It's easy to just have food for the sake of the pleasure of having food, right? And one could argue that if one's doing that with the guidelines of the Torah, so maybe that's okay, right? Proper bracha rishonos, the opening brachas, the ending brachas, the proper way. So maybe that's okay on some level, for sure. But then there's the aspect of what food are we eating? Why are we eating it? How much are we eating? How are we eating it? Is it bringing us closer to who we want to be? Is it going to help us accomplish everything that we want to accomplish today? Or is it going to make us tired and wear us down and make us not really the happiest we could be, but it's in the best place we could be? When we eat what is good for us, and I'm not saying, you know, for some people they might decide that one food's good for them because their body feels a certain way, and another person might understand that another food is good for them, right? Part of it is individualized, for sure. But when we follow the halacha and eat what we're supposed to eat, and we follow our own personal guidelines, what's good for us, what makes our personal body feel good, right? Something we're not allergic to. And we make the proper brachos, and we have the proper kavana. So then we're tapping into the godliness within the food. We're not only getting lost in the physicality, right? The way the food looks, the way the food tastes. We're saying, wait a minute, there's a deeper purpose to this food. There's a reason that we even interact with food. Like, why did Hashem even make us that way? Right? Because we have the opportunity to push aside the physical, or really, not push aside, but delve within the physicality to find the godliness. And that's going to be raising up the physicality in such a beautiful way. Like that's our job in this world, to access the godliness in everything, in every person, in every place, in every physical item. And in reality, that's what halacha tries to help us do. Halacha coming from the lashon of halicha, how to walk. How to walk in this world of physicality without falling and succumbing to physicality. That's what halacha is supposed to be doing for us. Now, of course, there are people who, you know, there are times when we follow halacha, and it doesn't do that for us because we're not also following the spirit of the law. Right, a person can follow all the laws of halacha, right? All the halachas. I'm sorry, they can follow all the halachas, the proper things to eat, the proper brachas to eat, and obviously they could eat someone like, and it could be not be the chavod shemayim. It could be in a way that's embarrassing that a person can carry themselves away. But for sure, if we want to be raising up the godliness within physicality, we have to be following the halachic guidelines as well as our own guidelines of, meaning in addition to the halachic guidelines. What is good for us? We know our bodies. Maybe there are certain foods that are allowed within halacha that are not good for us. Maybe there are certain foods that are allowed in halacha, but we need to set a proper limit on ourselves, a proper balance. And when we do this, we ensure we're not getting lost in the physicality. And we're tapping into something much deeper. And obviously, this is very hard. This is a very hard thing to do. It's a huge avoda. There are those people that say that, just like you used to be, tzaddikim used to fast a lot for many, many days. Our avodah is not to be fasting, there are those who say. Our avodah is to be eating healthy. Our avodah is to be eating, obviously, within the realm of halacha. In addition to that, what makes us feel good, right? What makes us be able to be more productive? Because eating and food is a tremendous temptation. It's just one of the temptations that people, as people, we are blessed with in this world. And as hard as this challenge is, right? Not only the halachos, and not only the brachos, and not only, you know, the proper food and the time to eat, and but also going the next level and really looking into what makes us feel like we're ready to serve Hashem, what foods make us feel prepared, what foods make us feel good. Obviously, there's a very hard level, but we can work on it a little bit, everyone on their own level. One thing that I'm going to eat that's going to bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, one thing that I'm going to not eat that distances me at least one time. You know, do that one time, it's wow, we're already showing Hashem that we're trying to come closer to Him. We're trying to not get lost in physicality. We're trying to find the depth within the physicality to say that, wait, there's a reason beyond pleasure why you put physicality in this world. So let's bring it back to challah. And hafrashas challah. What does that have to do with challah? When we're mafresh challah, when we take one small piece of challah away from the greater portion of dough, the Svarim teach that what we're really trying to do is trying to remove the bad. Remove the challah tameh. Remove that which is tameh from that which is pure. Because like we said, as a result of Adam and Chava's sin, everything in this world became mixed between good and bad. Everything in this world now has a spark of godliness and a husk of physicality covering over it and hiding that godliness. And when we pull out that challah, we say, okay, I know that there's good and there's bad, and the good really outweighs the bad. It really does. We have to separate the bad. We have to take out the bad and decide that from now on I'm tapping into the goodness within physicality. Although bread caused the downfall of mankind and all creation, we're going to take the initiative. We're going to take the initiative to change that. We're going to let bread be the thing that reminds us more than any other physical item that there's a God in this world, that there's a God in this bread, and it's our job to access it the proper way. And with this mindset, B'ezrat Hashem, we'll be blessed with chizuk throughout our week to choose good, to choose godliness. Even when we're, as human beings, of course, we're always interacting with physicality, and that doesn't have to be a bad thing. But the idea is, how are we interacting with it? Are we interacting with physicality in a way which allows us to access the greater reality within, which is godliness? Or are we just getting stuck in the physicality itself, in the husk, in the surface, in the externals? So with Hashem's help, we should choose life, we should choose tahara, we should choose kedusha, we should choose a life that's going to bring us true simcha, tapping into the deeper godliness, deeper level of Kadosh Baruch Hu and everything. Thank you so much for joining. Ashrecha. Ashrecha if you made challah. Ashrecha if you didn't make challah and listened to Torah anyways. You should all be blessed. Thank you so much.